Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Mary Brotherton, your host for Be Unique Unscripted. And tonight's going to be a little bit different. I had intended to have Lisa Paul Haydet with me. She is the creator of Zizzy Bee Bags, and I really wanted to talk with her, but something has obviously come up, and she's not able to make it. So hopefully she may call in late and join us a little bit later. But usually I have a co-host, and her name is Jennifer. She's my partner in Be Unique. She's the co-founder who helped get this amazing organization off the ground. And Jennifer is here tonight, but instead of having her co-host and interview Lisa, I'm going to interview Jennifer. So welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Well, hello, Mary. So glad to be here.
It's kind of strange to have you as a guest instead of as a host. However, later on this month, we're having all of the board of directors from Be Unique as our special guest, because I want to talk about why they serve on the board. But I want to ask you, Jennifer, to tell our audience some of the exciting things that have been going on, just, I would say, since December. We've had a lot going on in Be Unique, and we're changing up a few things, aren't we?
We are. I guess the biggest things, we have this awesome documentary that's available. It's called Forgotten Enchantress, and it's the true story of of course, it's because it's a documentary, but with Green Gables. And Green Gables, I think they've been featured at least twice on the show with you, right?
I had Marion on two back-to-back shows because we were having technical difficulties on the first one, and Marion could hear me, but I could not hear her. And so
right.
We had to start the show over. But we are having her again next month because we're going to be doing a kind of a pledge-a-thon. By the way, did you know that today is this is our 33rd episode?
I saw that. Unique? That's pretty cool.
It is. It is our 33rd. And we haven't really been doing this that long. Marion Ambrose, who is the president of the Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village Organization, a nonprofit. She's going to be on our show on March the 12th, which is interesting. That's my brother's birthday. I'll have to give him a shout out that day. We're going to be doing Pledge-a-thon, just like you do on, you know, NPR and other nonprofit organizations. We're doing. But I'm going to let you take over that part and tell everybody why we're doing a pledge-a-thon for Green Gables.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we just have to save it. It's a house that was built in 1896. The family moved in 1897. And it's this beautiful Victorian home. And I can tell you honestly, when I first heard the story, Mary and I both, when we were at a radio station, we were just doing it was kind of cool. It was like two nonprofits coming together on Sita and Friends radio show. And we listened to their story, and we were just like enchanted listening to the story about what they're trying to do. And that not too long after that, I decided to go visit Green Gables for myself. And so I drove there, and when I first got there, I was like blown away that this, in the middle of all of this, you know, like it's all built up all around, and it's kind of on a busy street, and there's this, you drive in, it's like beautiful. It's right on the waterfront, and it's on a river property, and this house is, I can't even describe it. It's like you walk in and you literally, it's walking in a time warp or a portal, time portal, and you're transported right back into, you know, like a 1800s.
The early 19th,
like
the early 19th century.
Yeah, I just feel like I fit in there. I can just picture myself there. And every time I go there, like if I'm not kidding, but twice now I've arrived at Green Gables for one reason or another with a headache, and I tend to have a lot of headaches. I think it's stress. I'll go there, and it's really weird. Within just a few minutes, my headache's gone, and I don't know if it's the energy there, what it is, but I'm so pleasantly surprised when it's time for me to go, and I don't have a headache at all, and I go home without a headache. It's wonderful. So
that's awesome. And it could simply be that simpler time, you know.
I don't know.
When we're working, especially you and I running a nonprofit, a new nonprofit, and trying to make it sustainable so that we can actually hire people to help us, and we want to have the money to pay our contributors. What we're doing is not, we do it for the love of what we do, but it's also very stressful at times trying to make everything fall into place. And I find when I go back to Green Gables to visit, because I may be taking pictures, I may be using my cell phone, updating social media about what we're doing there, but still there's a certain simplicity. The house, it does have electricity, but it's not buzzing with technology.
Oh, no. The house does not have electricity.
Well, it has exactly. They plug it in if someone's there to run a few, you know, like they have to run a light or turn on, I don't know, a coffee pot or something like that. But, I mean, like you said, it's an extension cord. And I agree. There's no way to get people to really understand how magical this place is and how enchanting it is if they can't go there in person. That's the key. But we do have a tool that people can use to actually see this film, the entire 30-minute documentary. Would you tell people what they can do to get the link to watch this documentary and learn a little bit more about the house at Green Gables?
Sure. Well, there's a couple different ways. The easiest way is to go to beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And if you pull down, let's see, I'm trying to remember. On the front page, on the homepage, it says to go to GoFundMe. And GoFundMe, there's actually a campaign called Save Green Gables, or the link is right on our homepage. And you tap in, and it takes you directly to it. And you, for $10, a $10 or more donation, you will get the exclusive private link to watch the film. And so you can watch it at your leisure. I keep hearing, are you making a smoothie there, girl?
Me? No.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making a smoothie.
No.
She brought her smoothie machine into her office so that she can
mix. Wouldn't that be something? I think
sounds
if
like
we
she's
do that,
fruit.
Even now?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
wow.
that you or is that just it sounds like somebody's slicing up fruit or something.
I'm not even typing. I don't know.
Oh, that's
I've been guilty of typing while I'm doing a podcast, and so I don't do that anymore because I know that makes noise and it distracts the listener. So
like cutting up fruit. If anybody heard that, call in. What's the number?
Oh,
Mary?
Please, yes. The number is 516-418-5651. I should have mentioned that earlier. Anybody who wants to call in and talk to us about what Be Unique is doing, and we've got a lot of events coming up. But if you want to talk about anything at all in the world, Jennifer and I may not know it all, but we know a lot. We really do. Between the two of us, we are very smart ladies. So give us a call at 516-418-5651. And if we don't know the answer and can't get the answer for you quickly, I promise you, I'm going to make you laugh and it won't matter what the question was. So call us 516-418-5651, especially if you think you heard me making a smoothie. I promise you, I was getting my pen in my hand so I can write notes because I have to revise tonight's description since our guest isn't here. We'll just have to have her come back another time because I love the idea of talking about something called Zizzy Bee. It's just a cool name. Jennifer, remind me, because, you know, I'm kind of ditzy sometimes, even though I am smart. We met Marion and Sue at Sita and Friends radio show in, was it September or October?
I want to say it was September. Maybe
okay.
October. I don't know. It was
I can check my calendar later, but that's certainly not important. But I know that from the time we met them, you and I started thinking about how can we do something? How can we help? And mm-hmm. one of the things that we did was, well, I say we, I'm along for the ride when it comes to the film aspect of this, but Jennifer came up with this great script for Forgotten Enchantress and filmed it in 2 days. The main part of it was filmed in 2 days. And then you came back once, I think, for pickup, and then we did their nativity scene. So in 4 days worth of filming, you created this documentary.
Well, actually 5 days. Well, not
five days
because Philip, we actually, in the last part we cut in, and as you're watching the film, you'll actually see it, but I want to say, let's see, it's the third person that we interviewed in the film itself. He was 96
mm-hmm.
years old, and the last time he had visited Green Gables was 91 years ago. He was 5 years old, and he actually met the original person that built the house, Mr. Wells. What was his first name?
William Twining.
William. That's right. And so he actually met him as a 5-year-old little boy. And I was trying, you know, of course, Philip was 96, and so it was hard. He had a difficult time hearing, and I was trying to find out if he had, you know, seen Mr. Wells after that. But the more I thought about it, and when I started looking at the dates and stuff, I don't think Mr. Wells was alive too much longer, and so it kind of made sense that he pretty much touched base with Mr. Wells at the last part of his life, and they lived really near, like across the street. But it's so funny when we think across the street, we're talking for them that there were acres and acres around the house. So there was quite a distance of, you know, land and then a street. It's not like
mm-hmm.
my here where I basically can jump three jumps and I'm in my neighbor's yard, you know, across
yeah.
the street. That all made sense, you know, because he didn't really see Mr. Wells too much after that, and he didn't really remember him after that. But And the funny thing too. Oh well, I won't even spoil it. You got to see, watch the film, because there's a really cute thing about what he remembers and as a little boy. So hopefully,
well, you know what fascinated me about him.
What's that?
He's 96 years old, and I swear to you, he gets around better than I do, because you've seen me sometimes, especially after, you know, we've been at an event all day long. My feet start hurting, my knees start hurting, my back gives out, and I'm like, I've got to get some Advil, I need a heating pad, I need a Whirlpool, I'm just not up to this, I can't do this anymore, I'm tired. I'm not going to say he was spry, but the man is 96 years old, and he did not need any assistance to walk around. Mm-mm. He didn't use a walker, he didn't lean on furniture. I have a neighbor who's just a little older than I am. When he walks through his own house, he leans on every table and counter and couch and whatever. He didn't rely on his daughter's elbow or shoulder for help. He just, he managed it. And she told me he cuts his own grass, hangs his own clothes on the clothesline. I hope I can be that strong when I'm his age. I'd like to be that strong at my age.
He was really nice too. He was just a really cool guy. Like, I just really appreciate getting to know him.
And funny, so, he was very humorous, because when I was just chatting with him before we started filming, I asked him, he was telling me that from the time he was two, he and his mom lived with his grandmother. And I said, did your father die when you were a baby or when you were young? He goes, oh no, I said, did your father pass away when you were young? He said, my father passed away, all right. He passed away to California. And the way he said, the look on his face was like, he had never seen his father after that. His father left the family and just moved away. Now, I don't know, his father might be some big Hollywood celebrity, but I've never heard of him, I don't think, unless he changed his name. But we did the film, and, you know, went in five different film sessions. Is that the correct term?
I don't know if you call them film. I mean, shoots. Days on shoots. Yeah.
Days on shoots. Yeah. So, and then you edited it. Now, this, bear in mind, listeners, Jennifer started the filming with a wonderful crew. We have a fabulous team of photographers who help. Donnie Crawford, Franklin Prather, Tony Taylor, and Lynn Kinnison's always there with her camera and her iPad doing behind the scenes stuff. But they were all there. I'm just walking around with my clipboard waiting to be told what to do and pointed in the right direction. But this was all filmed over the course of less than, well, after the first 2 days, Jennifer starts putting it together. And we had our very first screening of this show. Was it in December?
It was 1/11/2020.
Yes, that's right. At the Oaks Inn in Melbourne.
I had basically a week at it.
You had, you know, within a week's time, you had this film edited and ready to go. And then you've added to it with each subsequent.
Yes. But let me just mention to people, I don't think they understand. So I probably had over 3 hours of footage to go through, more than 3 hours of footage, interview footage. And I basically had to cut that into a story. And nobody's going to want to sit there for 3 hours. So I tried to, you know, pull the most, concrete information so that somebody could listen to the story and get what they needed to get from it and understand why it's so important that we need to save, you know, old homes. And this home is super significant. And that's why, you know, like if you listen to some of the past shows, you'll actually hear, you know, all the reasoning. But the biggest thing is that the Wells family were real significant when it comes to the, you know, the beginning of the town Melbourne, Florida. And one thing I thought was cool is Philip, one thing he mentioned was, I think it was, what the person's last name was Campbell, so it was, they called him Alphabet Soup Campbell or something like that.
Yes.
Because he had all these initials, I guess way back when people only had two initials, and this gentleman, Mr. Campbell, had several, maybe, I don't know, maybe he said two.
He had three names before his surname.
Three names. Yeah, so they called him Alphabet Soup Campbell. Oh, Campbell Soup, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I know they had Campbell Soup back then. That makes sense. And so he actually brought the name Melbourne, Florida to Melbourne because he loved Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
And he was from Australia. And he said, why don't we name it Melbourne? And people agreed that, you know, back then they didn't have to put it forth for a huge vote from, you know, all the important people or whatever, the leaders.
Yeah.
Said, sure, let's just call it Melbourne. And that's what they did. And it was pretty cool. And so he said he actually remembers all that. So,
you know, I think some of the cut footage from his interview would make great outtakes. Like the story about the man who just had, his name was A, whatever the last name was,
yeah.
I can't remember. Because apparently he was an illegitimate child. And the mother said, oh,
right.
He's just that A Jones or whatever. Just one of those Jones boys. Jennifer, I want to take a break, play a little commercial here. But I think when we come back, I'd like to talk about, I'd like to wrap up the story about Green Gables with some of the money that has been donated as a result of Be Unique's film. We'll be right back, folks.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mary, and I'm here with my friend Jennifer. We've been talking about some of the things that we do at Be Unique, because, you know, we have more than this radio show. We have a quarterly magazine that goes out, and it is sent around the world. This show has been heard in 15 different countries, and we haven't had this show under our branding, but 2 months, a little over 2 months. December 3rd was when we started on Be Unique Radio. Up until then, we were hosted on Yvonne Mason's Off the Chain. And I'm so grateful to Yvonne for giving us that start. But now we have two sponsors who help us keep this show going. And as a result, we're getting all around the world with our radio show, but we're also all over the world with our magazine. And the newest thing that we've done at Be Unique is starting to create documentaries. We've always done, like, you know, the little commercial said coffee or tea, no phones allowed. That was a fun and zany little webisode that we did for how many episodes, Jennifer? 41 episodes of Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. It was a lot of fun at the time. And for various reasons, we decided that we were ready to move on to do something a little bigger. But we also have always done event coverage for organizations like the Florida Steppers International. We did the Women of Worth. We've done Earth Day and Veg Fest and Solutionary. I can't remember any other events right off the top. Oh, we did the Authors for Authors, and which is, you know, people have invited us to go and provide like wrap up coverage. But we've also done what I call mini documentaries. Like when one, usually it's just Jennifer and one person, sometimes it's more, but she'll go, oh, we've done a lot. We've done two film festivals or three?
Two.
Southeast Regional and the other one.
St. Augustine. Whatever was that?
St. Augustine.
It was in St. Augustine, but I'm trying to remember.
I remember Gregory von Hausch did it. That's all I can remember, because his name is just so cool to say.
If you know where you can find out all this information, you can go to our YouTube channel, which a lot of people don't know about it, but we definitely would love to invite people to go and check it out and subscribe. Because there's a lot of videos there that you can check out, especially Coffee or Tea. You can binge watch this Coffee or Tea series, and there's some really good ones. Like I go back every once in a while to check out a couple of them, and our early ones were done here at my house. So if you want to see what my house looks like, you can watch Coffee or Tea, and you'll see my house. And then the latter episodes were filmed at Brinson Studios. And so you can see the contrast of shooting at my house versus shooting in a studio, so you can compare. And
we'd love to have your comments on them.
Yes. And I want to say it was at least a year and a half of all the shows. So check it out, 41 episodes on Coffee or Tea. But you have to subscribe because you don't have to, but it would be really nice if you did.
Please.
But then also, in addition, you'll see some videos there, like you said, of the event coverage. We also have some great ones, like Maker Faire. We went to Maker Faire. If you don't know what that is, you have to watch the video. Megan did a great job. She was the host for that, and it's a place that we really should go, Mary. We need to go, and we need to
I want to make buttons.
Yeah, you can go there and you can make whatever you want.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, Jennifer, we can make buttons with Casey's art.
Well, that's the plan, man. We've already talked about that.
Gosh. Well, you know, I was thinking we were doing Be Unique buttons, but I really love Casey's art. Yay, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first intern. Now, bear in mind, we haven't even been doing this for 2 years. March is our second anniversary. And I think what everybody can give us for our anniversary gift would be to like, share, follow, comment on all of our YouTube and Instagram, Facebook. Go share and pin on Pinterest. Check us out on Twitter. Just learn more about what we're doing, because what we're doing is a global movement, and we bring in people from all over the world who have stories to tell about other people doing good. And some of the stories are on a very personal level. I know that Anna East always writes about her personal growth journey, and sometimes she writes about her travel journeys. And this young lady has been traveling all over the world herself. We have people like Yvonne Mason. She does little very short and very poignant stories, her opinion pieces. The story that Aaron Frakes did about suicide, calling the suicide hotline, and what that meant to him, and how it basically saved him from meeting the hotline. There are people out there who are just like you, just like me, that are living authentic lives, and they think they're alone. But you're not alone. And if there's somebody out there who is alone right now and would like to talk to us, our number is 516-418-5651. You know, the Caddyshack you did. You did a video on the Caddyshack and the Cat Cafe. And I don't know how many videos you've got, but you still need to finish editing, because Jennifer is our only video editor right now. She's also the person who does the filming of these wonderful videos. And she does all of our social media. She does our website. She does the layout of the magazine. And I know you're asking, well, Mary, what do you do? I don't know. Jennifer can tell you what I do. What do I do?
She's the glue that holds us all together. She's the word with you. So I send her, well, actually what we'll do, like if you guys, because I know everybody out there is so excited to learn this, but once I finish a video, then we'll just sit and watch it, and then she comes up with all the verbiage to put along with it, the description and all that. She is the editor-in-chief of the magazine, so she has to coordinate. Oh, I love it. One of her best phrases is that it's like herding cats. But you know, when you have to coordinate and work with people and get people to do things by deadline and stuff like that, you have to stay on top of them. And we have a lot of writers, so if you're ever interested, you can actually see the faces of the writers on our website. I just changed all the categories to make it really simple. So I am going to guess, I think the writers are on the about section. I'm pretty sure I put it there.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So you can actually see the writers, and we have them from all over the world. It's really cool. And she also, besides that, has to work on this radio show, and I can tell you that that's another phrase of herding cats, because I always wonder who would ever try to herd cats, because that would be like a nightmare. But anyways,
I do it every day, it seems like.
Every day. But she has to, you know, it's a lot of scheduling, it's a lot of talking to people, it's a lot of, you know, coordination and all that stuff. So you know, kudos to Mary, because it's a lot. But we both work all the time. Like, I think my family, they sometimes want to give up on me, because it's like I'm always having work. I have so much work to do. And I always feel guilty, like, oh, should I just take today off because I'm just, like, tired? But I'm like, no, I have too much to do. I can't do it. So it's like you just keep working and working and working. But we know that we're doing good. I mean, I feel like, you know what the best part is? When you feel like you've actually helped someone connect the dots. I feel like that's what our purpose is to...
That's exactly what we do. We connect dots.
You know, we went on a little road trip not too long ago. It was like just, I guess that was just last weekend, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh my gosh. It already feels like it was a long time ago. And we went to the town that Mary actually used to live in South Carolina, and we met this awesome person. We just happened to go. Well, it was so funny. Back it up a little bit. We went. Mary wanted me to go to this an artist collective place.
It's called the Artisan. It's the South Carolina Artisan Center.
Yes, and they had beautiful things in there. Like, it was really fun to see all the different arts and crafts and the thing, you know, the different handiwork that people have done. But the problem was it was really expensive. And what we found out was that the actual amount of money that got was actually for the artist was like a quarter of the price. The rest of it had to go to the foundation and supporting the arts and things like that. And it's all, you know, I mean, that's all good. That's how you have to do it. I mean, if that's, you know, how they're raising their funds. But it was difficult to, you know, a little teeny tiny ladybug magnet. I'm talking maybe a half an inch, little teeny hand-painted. That thing was, what was it? They were like $10 or something like that.
I think the ladybugs were only five.
Were they only five?
They were only five, but they were really small.
Tiny, little tiny, like...
They were about the size of a regular ladybug.
Yeah. And they, you know, just items and stuff. I mean, I there were lots of things that it would have been nice to have, bring home or whatever, but it was just so expensive. So we walked out of there,
and we were walking to our car, and I saw a sign at the end of the parking lot. It said Antique Homes Building, and I thought, how cool. We should just stop, pop in there, and check out the antiques in there. Well, it actually was more like a thrift store.
It was a thrift and consignment store.
Consignment, a little bit of everything in there. And the gal that was running it, she was just this awesome, lovely person. And I think she just needed us to walk in and validate
Keisha.
What she was thinking. Because she was, Keisha, she was thinking about, you know, maybe following some of her passions, including the store. And then, you know, she was trying to figure out how to make everything work. And I feel like us being in there and talking to her and everything is that she just needed validation. She needed to know that her ideas were really cool. I hope she's hearing this.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, I wanted to give a shout out to her. I don't have her last name, but her name is Keisha. And the name of the store is All Goods Thrift Consignment and Variety Shop. This is in Walterboro, South Carolina. And Walterboro is about halfway between Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina, just a little on the inland side. It's not waterfront, not riverfront. But what I loved about her is she gives a portion of her proceeds to help women who are struggling. And I can't, she called the, I forget the word that she used, but it was something like wounded women. And it was just so noble. She doesn't have a nonprofit. She just gives to, I think she may be giving to a nonprofit, or she may just give to women as she sees the need, because she was telling us about a young single mother who had a newborn. And she said, take anything you want in here for your baby. Just take it. It's yours. And how big of a heart do you have to be able to do that? And
well,
so it was just so cool to meet her.
Yeah, and I think, don't you think she was just at a place in her life that she was just seeking, you know, a change.
Guidance.
Something.
Well,
and
she
guidance,
didn't know what
yeah.
to do because she couldn't afford to buy a $60 or $75 ad in the newspaper. And she wasn't getting very far with, you know, Facebook presence, and she can't afford even a $5 ad on Facebook. So she was just kind of, well, she was, and just that same day we met another lady, and her name escapes me, and I apologize, precious angel, because she was such a delightful. As soon as I saw her walking in the door, I thought, oh my gosh, that woman is so full of light and love. And she's a seamstress, and she's going to be renting a space in Keisha's store to do alterations and sewing for people. And we had just a wonderful time talking. And I think the collaboration is going to be beneficial. I really want to talk more with Keisha and do an article about these women that she's working with, because I know what it's like to live in that town. In fact, my son just left that town today and has moved to Florida. Sometimes people thrive when they're placed and they're rooted in a certain area. A small town helps some people grow and they do very well. Other people stagnate in small towns. And I know that you feel there's no support system. And if you don't have that support system, you just feel lost and you don't know what to do. If anybody wants to talk about this or anything else, we are wide open for conversations. As long as you keep it PG, the number is 516-418-5651. Because I want to be sure that my grandson can listen to this show, and he's only 13. But, you know, when he's 31, I still want him to listen to this show and think, my Grand Mary did this, and she kept it clean, because that's important. So 516-418-5651. If you want to ask us a question, make a statement. Hey, if you want to come on here, last week we had a lady, Brenda Palmer was our guest, and she had me laughing up a storm, and we had callers come and call in at the end, you know, throughout the show, actually. And one woman, at the end of her conversation, she just belted out in song. And it was a beautiful, beautiful gospel song. I want to have her come back on our show and sing for us again. I'd love to have her do her own little concert. So if you want to, this is open mic night. You can come and talk with us. 516-418-5651. And in the meantime, Jennifer, do you know how much money has been raised as a result of people coming to watch Forgotten Enchantress?
You know what? I was just going to look at the paperwork that I got from the last meeting. I want to say it was close to 40,000.
Wow.
And that what helps is that they had this awesome guy, Adam Cohen, and he what he's doing is matching. So he up to 25,000. And the house itself they need a total of 285,000 to acquire the house and the property. They have until April 15th to apply for a $500,000 grant. So and the actual original homeowners, the family themselves, they still own the home, and they're willing to drop the price so that that this nonprofit can pay, you know, purchase the house so that it can remain a house. Otherwise, it'll go to the highest bidder, and all the bidders are all, of course, commercial. It will be a gas station or a condo,
or a parking lot.
Well, probably not that. I think that there's I'm not going to say name names, but the gas station is a pretty well-known gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones that really want the property, because, you know, we need more gas stations. Even though there's
there's one right across the street. Literally.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
500 yards is a gas station.
Yeah.
But I want to clarify one thing. You said that the original owners own the house. That's not technically true. It's their descendants. So we're talking about like great grandchildren or great great grandchildren of the people who built the house, right?
But I mean, it's all in the family. It's never been.
It's all
of the family.
Exactly. And up until the hurricane season of 2004. This direct descendants from Mr. and Mrs. Wells, who built the home, have lived in this house. I'm going to take another commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that have happened to us as a result of doing this documentary. And the documentaries we have coming up. I'll be right back.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Thank you, Colin. This is Mary Brotherton with Jennifer East. We've been talking a lot about the Forgotten Enchantress documentary that we just created for Green Gables, trying to save a very important piece of history in Melbourne, Florida, because the people who built this house didn't just build a place to live. They built a community around their home. They had dignitaries and city officials having meetings on their octagon porch. And Mrs. Wells established the first library in the city, as well as an auditorium and high school, right?
And church.
Is there something else? And a church. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They are very instrumental in the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. So as a result of us doing this film, Jennifer and I were contacted by a man named Carl McCullough. Would you like to tell them what Carl wants us to do?
Documentary.
He wants us to create a documentary, and he's doing all the legwork. And, you know, it's easy to think about, you know, Jennifer and I both live and work in the Central Florida region. All of the people who have worked on Green Gables are within, 50 to 75 miles away from Green Gables. That's not unrealistic to think about. We can all get together. We can drive, take an hour, hour and a half to drive, and then do the film, go home at the end of the night, come back the next day, do it all over again. That's still not that hard, because when you're in the film industry, that's just your life. But what Carl is wanting to do is going to take Be Unique out to Oklahoma to do a documentary of a basketball coach who is in his late 80s and doesn't travel. So that's one documentary that we've been asked to do as a result of this one. The other one is by Yvonne Mason has asked us to do a documentary on an organization called Wheelchairs for Kids. And that's, do you remember what city that's in, Jennifer?
It's northern Florida, but I can't remember.
Leesburg?
I thought it was more north. I don't know. It's somewhere in Florida. It's somewhere in Florida, but it's within driving distance, so.
Well, I'm going to look it up, because that's what I do.
Oh, gosh.
No, that's not the one.
See, that's the whole editor in her.
I have a curious mind, or inquiring mind. Remember that old show? Or I think it was a newspaper. Wheelchairs for Kids with the number 4 is a nonprofit organization in Tarpon Springs.
Oh.
But I think the people involved that Yvonne really wants us to work with are located in Leesburg. So we may be going to several different little cities. This one, when we get ready to do this, it will be funded, sponsored. And anybody who wants to sponsor an episode of our radio show can do so. It's a lot cheaper than you can imagine. It really is not expensive. You can sponsor a story in our magazine. You can sponsor one of our films, one of our documentaries. And if someone, I guess it would depend on the level of sponsorship, but that would make them a producer, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jennifer?
Yes. Yeah.
So if somebody wants to, depend, you know, if you're only going to throw in $5, you might just get your name listed in the thank yous. But if you substantially contribute to the funding of one of our documentaries, you become a producer. So if you've always wanted to be a producer on a film and get your name on the International Movie Database, IMDb, we can make that happen for you. It is an easy thing. Call me, 516-418-5651. That's the number for the radio show. If you want to call me personally after the show's over, go to our website, BUNEKE.org. My phone number is on there. You can't miss it. Let's see, what else are we doing? Oh, we're going to be submitting to film festivals. Are we not doing
that? We will be. I have to because the original film is actually used for basically
it's a fundraiser.
People information. Yeah, giving people information and then how can you help kind of a thing. And most film festivals don't really have documentaries that are asking for, you know, monetary requests.
You just have to do a little more editing then.
Yeah, I've got to figure out how I'm going to redo the ending and stuff like that. So that's just something I have to work on. In addition to getting the next issue out, Mary, which it's going to come quicker than we know. We do have an issue due out in March 1st, so be looking for issue.
Yeah, we've got 3 weeks to get that done.
Yeah,
and we've got a very busy February because I know you've got some family coming and friends and visiting. I was at my dentist today, and somebody said something about did I need a reminder card. I said, no, that's just more paper to throw away. I said, it's in my calendar. This is my Bible. And she kind of looked over and she says, you've got appointments all those days. I said, I've got something every one of those days. Some of them are interviews. Some of them are travel. Some of them are appointments. And she said, how do you do it all? I said, I don't know. I don't care. I just do it. It has to be done.
Yeah.
Today is February 6th, and I've almost filled up my calendar for February. My 5-year calendar is insane because I've got things scheduled for years in advance so that I don't forget them because I live and breathe by my calendar. Who else
you really
to use a calendar? Call me, 516-418-5651, and tell me what you do to stay organized. How do you keep your brain from exploding when you've got a busy life and a job to do? 516-418-5651.
And then if somebody starts talking to Mary, then I can go to bed. Just kidding.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm the night owl.
I get up at 3. I'm not like I can't sleep past 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and so I'm laying in bed, and then I lay there as long as I can. And then I'm like, no, this is dumb. Then I get up. So really, honestly, I am ready for bed like by 9. I sound like
folks,
an old woman, but
you guys should have been with us. We talk about the odd couple. When we were on our road trip, we went to Savannah, then we went into Waldorf, and we met these amazing people, but we spent the night in Savannah because we wanted to do a little tour. We picked the worst weekend of the year to go to Savannah. It was wet. It was rainy. Car had no heat. The first hotel room we stayed in had no heat. We had a fun time. But I called my husband at 8:30 and I said, hey, I'm just calling to say goodnight. He goes, what? You're going to bed now? I said, yeah, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I've driven for 5 hours and, you know, I got no heat. I'm cold, and I don't do well when I get cold. I'm a Florida girl, so a Southern girl anyway. And I went to bed. Jennifer went to bed. We turned off all the lights, and all of a sudden, around 4 o'clock in the morning, there's this blinding light, and I'm like, "Is the sun up? How did the sun get in here?" And I look over, and it's Jennifer on her cell phone. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Social media. That's what I do this time of night." So I said, maybe I should wake up and do the same thing, because by then I'd had a good night's sleep from 8:30 to 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That was plenty of sleep for me. So I got up and I did a little work on my phone. My husband woke up the next day and he says, you were up late last night. I said, no, I was up early this morning. so, but I went back to sleep. I was only able to do this for about an hour. And then I said, forget it,
no,
I'm going back to sleep.
No, you did not. You were up for about 15 minutes.
Was that it?
Yeah.
I
looked over at her. I looked over. She was there doing. She was like, kind of mumbling under her breath of doing social media. She's like, I can't do this. This is too early for me. I'm going back to bed. And within 15 minutes, I'm like, because it was not an hour. And then I laid there and I wanted to go open up the drape because you know if you don't have any light in that room, it's like you just don't want to wake up. I didn't
There's
want to
no
disturb
point of
her. No. And so she finally did wake up. I was like, she's never going to wake up. And it was like 9 o'clock. And, you know, of course the breakfast closes at 10. We were at this like little kind of semi crummy little hotel place on the side of the road. But they served, you know, a little breakfast. And, you know, if you get there too late, you get your choice of nothing. So like the fruit was
and
all
let me
gone,
tell you why we were at a gone. Sort of little crummy place on the side of the road. Because Jennifer and I had to pay our own way. Be Unique did not fund or finance this in any way, shape, or form. We don't have any sponsors yet, but I know somebody out there wants to sponsor our radio show. They want to sponsor our trips. We saw the smallest chapel or church in America on this road trip. We saw one of the biggest globes you've ever wanted to see. And what else did we see that was really unique? That was pretty much it. Jennifer,
well, I got a chair made out of belt.
Yes, we went antiquing, and Jennifer got this cool chair that was, it's just a little straight office chair, but someone took all the front, you know, the seat and the cushion off the back and rewebbed it with leather belts that are very artistic and they're very sturdy. I don't know how they're secured in there, but it's beautiful. And she came home with an organ. And my husband asked me, you know, my husband, when I left, he said, why are you taking the truck, you know, the 4Runner? Why don't you just take the sedan? I'm like, no, I think I'm going to need this big space. And sure enough, I needed it because we didn't buy a lot. We didn't spend a lot. We bought a lot. But thrift stores and antique stores. And we had the coolest little lunch at a place called The Bank in Walterboro. And Cindy Infinger, I apologize. I do not know your married name. I do not know your name, your last name. But Cindy Infinger went to school a few years behind me. And it was nice to see people from my childhood. And, you know, when I go back to that town up until about 6 years ago, I always stayed with my mother. And I visited her and her friends. Never really got to go out and visit my friends much. So it was nice to see people that were from my childhood or teenagehood. Teenagehood, is that right? But guess what time it is? Guess what
it's
time
it is? It's
that
time of night.
It is almost time to say goodbye. Jennifer, thank you for hanging in here with me again.
You're welcome.
I don't think we talked about all the things, like we didn't talk about Spirit Fest or Natural Health Expo or, yeah. I mean, you know what, folks, if you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, go to beunique.org, BUNEKE.org, and you can learn all about everything we're doing. And if you want to talk to me privately off the radio, my phone number is there. I will answer my call. I answer every call, even the spams, and they just hang up on me, and that's fine. But it's time for us to get out of here. Jennifer's going to fall asleep. If I don't, I'm going to say good night, everybody, and I'll be back next week. Jennifer may or may not, but I'll be back.
All right.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.